The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
11 after 7, 7-11. There we go. It is open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday for a little bit. We're going to be talking to an attorney that ended up arguing on behalf of 715 Ministries in Medford before the judge in town the other day. And they're fighting for their religious freedom. We'll have a good conversation with that attorney and see what is up with this one and what the ask is, too, especially. But you can join in at 770-563-3770-KMED. My email, bill@billmyersshow.com. So not only the youth ministry when it comes to the religious freedom thing, there's another story, a couple of stories I saved. I know that we've been talking about President Trump a lot because, of course, he's on the ballot. He's been in court. And I guess at this point, the trial's out for a couple of days. And then I guess it's going to be closing arguments for next week. And I was looking at a story, I think it was in WorldNet Daily the other day, and they were talking about which vice president pick would actually benefit Trump the most, according to polling. And Senator Tim Scott is the one that comes up as number one. And I just can't believe that. I just cannot believe that Senator Tim Scott would be the one that would help him the most here. And the reason I bring this up is that I'm still looking at what's going on in Florida and what Ron DeSantis, I know Ron DeSantis in his little elevator shoes and his little prickly pear attitude is he would not take the barbs thrown at him from President Trump, former President Trump, very well. You know, he would get involved. There are a lot of barbs being thrown back and forth, though. I look at what DeSantis is doing down in Florida, and he's not getting a lot of attention for it. But is this guy not an example of Republicans who we would actually want to see doing more of this? Now, here's a story that I say from about a month ago. I never got around to talking about it. And Ron DeSantis, Satanists need not apply. This is an interesting story here. I thought I should have talked about this earlier, but there are other things going on. And the state will not allow Satanists to take advantage of a brand new law allowing religious chaplains to serve as counselors in public schools for students whose parents approve, Ron DeSantis said the other day when signing this legislation. The governor also predicted the state would prevail if the new law draws a legal challenge over separation of church and state concerns. It's our view that if school districts want to bring in chaplains to offer voluntary services, they're within their right to do so. But there's been a lot of confusion about that, about what's permitted and what's not. This legislation clarifies that, yes, school districts and charter schools have the authority to allow volunteer chaplains to be on campus and provide additional counseling and support. It's totally voluntary. And some had said that if you do a school chaplain program, then somehow you're going to have Satanists running around in all our schools. We're not playing those games in Florida. That is not a religion. It is not qualified to be able to participate in this. At least, you know, at least he's willing to say it. And there was something else that he said that a lot of people didn't mention much about. DeSantis declares that Florida will not comply with the Biden rule forcing gender identity on schools. They just will not comply. This is in LifeSite News. Florida will not comply with the Biden administration's recently finalized rule forcing widespread recognition and a combination of the Island of Misfit Humans identities. You know when I say the Island of Misfit Humans, you know what I'm talking about. LGBTQ and then what about 64 letters that follow, right? On the American education system. In February, President Joe Biden's Department of Ed submitted, boy, how many times have the Republicans said, we're going to repeal the Department of Education? Yeah, this is coming through the Department of Education. Why don't you just kill it? Next time you say you're going to kill it, just kill it, guys. But anyway, Joe Biden, the Department of Ed, submits to the U.S. Office of Management and Budget its finalized Title IX. And late last month, the administration published the rule which expands the prohibition against discrimination to now include discrimination based on sex stereotypes, sexual orientation, gender identity, and sex characteristics. And DeSantis says, we're just not going to comply with the rule. He says, we're not just going to comply with it. It's like, I appreciate that. And yet for some reason, in the Republican world, in the political world, Ron DeSantis can't get arrested. And yet he seems to do what Republicans actually want to see done. Why do you suppose that is? You know, because I'm thinking, boy, I would love to see a Trump-DeSantis situation because, you know, if you had a Trump-DeSantis, DeSantis could actually carry on because Trump would be a lame duck day one in 2025. You know, we're always talking about who's going to carry on. DeSantis seems to actually do the fighting, and he doesn't get any notice for it. It's like he can't get arrested within the Republican Party. Is it just me? Is it that we're more concerned about the razzmatazz show of Donald Trump than actually getting things done? I would say, hey, Trump is president, DeSantis is VP, kiss and make up. George Bush and Ronald Reagan did not love each other, by the way. I don't know if anybody remembers that. If you're old enough to remember the 1980s, that was kind of done once again by convenience and trying to, oh, that's right, though, he's in Florida. Now, that won't work, will it? Nah, it's the Florida thing. Ron, could you become maybe governor of Georgia? Never mind anything about the VP thing. I'm just wishing, I'm musing, right? But still, I am surprised about Republicans that are actually doing the fight and actually entering the culture war, getting in someone's face about it, and they can't get arrested because I guess you don't have the charisma. And I know that Ron DeSantis has the charisma of a bus driver. Now, if you're a charismatic bus driver, I apologize, but, you know, That's just one of those things I've never been able to quite understand. 770-563-3770-KMED, all right? Huh. Also, speaking of President Trump, since that's on our mind here at the moment, what do you think about that whole situation in which the DOJ and the FBI had authorized lethal force to be used in that raid when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago? Remember that back in the day? Was that like a potential hit? Was that what they were hoping for? You know, don't you wonder about that sometime? Were they hoping that President Trump would be home, that maybe someone would get a little bit itchy? Or is that just standard operating procedure within the FBI? You're going to go raid a former president and you have the M4s on full auto, you know, set to be able to go at it? I don't know. 770-5633. We'll go to the line one first here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Troy from Trail.
Troy, what's going on in Trail this morning? Good to hear from you.
Good to hear. I wanted to mention something that's part of Freedom Tech. You won't hear about this because it's operated just basically by volunteers and not corporations. And
Is this going back to my talk with Andrew Riddow a little while ago?
Yeah. And actually, a few weeks ago, you had somebody on that had something kind of similar, but it was a corporation, and he had a great idea, but any single point of failure can be taken down. And,
sure.
There's something out there that somebody's created a few years ago, and a bunch of volunteers are working on it. It's called NOSTR. It's NOSTR. It stands for Notes and Other Stuff Transmitted by Relays. And it's a protocol, not a platform. So you can't be banned from it. And so it's kind of similar to email in that email is a protocol and you can choose your own client. So like how you might have Gmail or people at AOL.
Yeah.
And then if AOL did something you don't like, you could switch and you could still have email. But, you know, it wouldn't be you have to change your address.
Okay. So tell me a little bit. I don't know about this. I'd like to learn more about this. I'm fascinated by this tech thing. So NOSTR is Notes and Other Stuff Relay, you said?
Transmitted by relay.
Transmitted by relay. So in other words, instead of, I'm just kind of, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead of you or not. Does this mean that your notes or your email or anything that you wanted to transfer then, instead of going to the great high-tech god or the Amazon server, you know, that sort of thing, is it like a peer-to-peer thing? You have your computer on and your note gets transmitted to someone else's computer, and then that transmits it, and then that transmits it, and so on, kind of like a mesh network of sort?
Yes. Technically, it's not peer-to-peer, but it's very similar to that. And yes, it's like a mesh network. So instead of there being like a centralized server owned by a corporation, there's a bunch of relays that, that people just voluntarily put up. And you can put up your own relay as well. And then when I get a Nostr client, like I downloaded one on my phone, and it comes with several relays already, but I can add and subtract relays at will. So I could add my own relay, I could add my church's relay, I could add a relays all over. And then whenever I make a post, it posts to those relays, and then anybody else that's on those relays can see my post.
Is this something like, you know, instead of having to do a Facebook post, as an example, I could have a Nostr relay, as you talked about, and other people want to join the Nostr relay, and then anything I would want to talk about is there rather than hoping that Facebook would let you see something. Would it be something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Oh. You can have your own relay, so your stuff could never be taken down, and then there's a whole bunch of other relays, so there's no single point of failure for any government entity to attack or whatever. And then the great thing, like I was mentioning with email, like let's say you didn't like AOL and then you're going to switch to Gmail and you have to switch your email address and you got to tell everybody, well, here's my... Well, with Nostr, you keep your address with you. So if I download a client on my phone and I said, I said I don't like it, I can go download another client written by an entirely different group of people and I can put in my Nostr address and boom, there's my contacts, there's all my notes, everything is there.
Wow. This is really cool. So this has been has this been done then by some open source people trying to bypass the behemoths of tech then, from the sounds of it,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes. That's why you won't hear it promoted, and that's why I realized, you know what, I'm going to have to promote it.
So what would I have to do to find out more about Nostr? Because what, would a search on that be somewhat suppressed, or is there like a... I hate to put it this way. Is there a central clearinghouse to learn more about Nostr? Because this is intriguing. It really is, because I've been talking about, you know, as long as you're depending on a third party, you know, a third party to host and deliver what you're talking about and make it available, they have the ability to more or less shut you down. And Amazon does this quite frequently right now.
Yes, yes. And, Nostr is still fairly new, so it's... Sometimes it's kind of hard to find information on it. You can go to Nostr.com, and there's some information there. And again, since this isn't centralized, since there's no corporation behind it, all the information you're going to find is just basically people volunteering and creating web pages to help get other people on board with using Nostr. And it's still bleeding edge, so it's not for the faint of heart yet.
let me put it this way. What was your name again from Trail? I forgot your name.
Troy.
Okay, Troy. Now, Troy, if I start a Nostr relay, if anybody else listening starts a Nostr relay, does all of a sudden the Department of Homeland Security come knocking, hey, what are you trying to make sure that Amazon and Facebook don't know about you and Google? I mean, what happened?
Well, not yet. So far, everybody that I know that's running relays, their main issue that they're having to deal with is spam.
No matter what you do, as you try to be a freedom fighter and getting your information out there, the spam bots will follow. Oh, God love them. God love them.
But it's very reminiscent of the early internet. Like when I started using Nostr, it reminded me of using news groups and everything, because there's no algorithm. There's nothing's being fed to you. You're reading what people are posting, and there's nobody deciding what you get to read.
No filter, in other words.
No, right, exactly.
Yeah, no filter for good or bad, really, you know, when it comes to it.
You create your own filters. So it's more like you create your own algorithm rather than relying on Facebook's or Instagram's or whatever.
This reminds me almost to an extent of kind of like a different variation on, I mean, I remember the days early on of BBSs, the bulletin boards, you know, things like that, in which, you know, you would post things up there. But I am definitely going to find out more. I'm intrigued by this because for me, looking to demand freedom from the current high tech Borg is probably not going to be.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. And freedom ends up being taken or made in this particular case. So I'm quite fascinated by this. So thanks for the suggestion. So Nostr.com is the all right.
That's one place to get information. That one might be a little bit techy. I'm not sure, but there's several different web pages that kind of explain what it's about, how to get started. Like I said, it's bleeding edge, so it's not if you're computer shy, it's probably not for you yet. If you're adventurous, then I would say go for it. And if you're not sure, then if you have a local computer geek that you use as help, then I'm sure they could help you get up and running with Noster. I'll send you an email. So if you have any questions for me, you can.
Yeah, assuming the email doesn't get repressed by Yahoo, but go right ahead. All right.
Well, if not, I'll stop by and knock on your door.
There you go. Hand me a note. Right.
Yeah.
Troy from Trail, thank you so much for checking in. I really appreciate that. That gives me hope, because, you see, that's where freedom ends up coming from. Freedom does not come through the big popular American corporation that is, of course, going to be in bed with the current controllers, you know, that sort of thing. It's very revolutionary thinking. Thanks for the call, okay? You be well.
Thank you.
726. Isn't that interesting? Nosters. Never heard of that till now. It's great to learn something every day, isn't it?
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
One of each. Forte VIN 785766 MSRP 21645 3500 due. Sol VIN 237299 MSRP 22140 3500 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance in 6224.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade in, no matter the make, model, or mileage. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection. Like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice. Just $149 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
729, the other day there were oral arguments in a case with Alliance Defending Freedom, and it was for Youth 715 Ministries right here in Southern Oregon in Medford. And joining me right now is Mark Lippelman with Alliance Defending Freedom. Alliance Defending Freedom, of course, exactly what it is, defending religious liberties and so much more. And Mark, it's great to have you on. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mark, what is the ask? What is the controversy with U715? I know it has to do with restriction of grant stream funding, you know, given to this ministry here in town. What's the story again?
Sure. Well, it starts with the non-controversial proposition that religious organizations have a right to be composed of people who share their faith and don't undermine it. And so your listeners probably know of Youth 715 Ministries. It's a Christian youth mentoring ministry there in Medford. It's named for Psalm 715 that talks about God being the hope and confidence of people even from their youth. And so they serve all children from all different backgrounds to provide them a good and bright future. And they've been a model recipient of grants that the state of Oregon has
has offered for youth mentoring ministries for years. But just recently, within the last year, the state of Oregon changed its rules in such a way that the ministry can't, it prohibits the ministry from hiring people who share its faith. And so because the state learned of that, it kicked Youth 715 Ministries out of a grant program, even after it had just awarded grants, competitive grants to the ministry, and stripped it of all of its grant awards. And so we went to court saying that violates their First Amendment rights. And we just had oral argument. We expect a good opinion shortly.
Okay. Is this something which is only affected by state policy, or are there federal policies also which would prohibit and cause the same challenges for the U75 or other similar ministries, religious ministries of faith?
Yeah, well, this kind of thing is happening across the country, where states and even local governments are imposing regulations that limit faith-based organizations' right to hire people of the same faith. Mm-hmm. And so there have been numerous challenges. The Supreme Court has addressed this issue three times within the last 7 years, saying, hey, if you open a public benefit to everyone, you can't then exclude a religious organization just because it has a religious character or it does religious things like hiring people that share its faith. And so this happens to be a state of Oregon restriction, but the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on this multiple times.
Okay. It says, I'm kind of curious, it would seem just bizarre that governments, in order to get a grant stream funding, would say, okay, you're a Christian organization, you better hire a few Satanists on the on the team, or else you're not respectful of all creeds and faiths. Is that kind of what the state of Oregon is trying to do at this point, from their point of view?
Yeah, well, the state of Oregon, so it changed its rules recently, and it said, you know, that no organization can prefer one group over another on any number of bases, including religion, race, everything else, but not taking into account the fact that religious organizations, it's a defining characteristic that religious organizations hire folks who share their faith and aren't adamantly opposed to it, just like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And what's particularly troubling here is that when we looked at the list of organizations that did receive funding that weren't kicked out of the program, they state on their website that they don't serve everyone. There are groups that say, you know, we only serve girls. And the frequently asked questions portion of the website says why we don't serve boys. And so the state seemed to overlook or give a pass to organizations that do discriminate on who they serve based on gender, race, or ethnic origin. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a religious organization, Youth 715 doesn't discriminate at all. They serve everyone. And even in hiring, they're willing to hire anyone, but they, as a Christian ministry, they do require that that staff and volunteers can express the faith.
Let's be honest here, I guess, Mark, is that the issue at hand, though, is that the state of Oregon doesn't want to do any business with religious organizations. Is that a fair assessment of what has been really going on here? And they wanted to put a thumb on that. They'll deal with anybody else, but religion is off the table?
No, I don't think that's right, because there are several other organizations that, you know, they identify as religious or they have some religious background, and they were allowed to participate in the program,
okay,
but only so long as they're willing to hire secular folks or folks who disagree with the faith. The problem for the state of Oregon was, you know, if you require faithful emissaries to go out and speak your message, then that was the problem. And that's why they kicked Youth 715 Ministries out of the program. And that's unconstitutional.
Mark Lippelman, he's with Alliance Defending Freedom. Of course, he was the head attorney that was arguing this then. What is the ask that Oregon just change its laws and give up the grant stream money to groups like Youth 715, or is there something deeper on that?
Yeah, well, at least at this point in the case, we're just asking the court to stop the state from keeping Youth 715 out of the program and just to return it to the status that it was at before,
okay,
where for years and years it was able to participate in the program. So it just wants to be back in the program and treated like everyone else and not kicked out just solely because it requires faithful employees, just like many Christian organizations would require.
You know, Mark, I've always wanted to ask this for people who are fighting for liberty. And of course, Alliance Defending Freedom is doing this in a big way. Are we looking now and experiencing the downside of the 1960s civil rights legislation in the respect that when it comes to Americans' liberty, you have the right to associate, the freedom to associate, but it doesn't mean anything if you have no right to be able to say, I don't want to associate. And is this where we find ourselves, this real tension between civil rights legislation, which almost seems to be a separate constitution now, and the right to just be with and associate with who we like, if you're being told by the state all the time, no, you got to take everybody in no matter what? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of benefits from civil rights legislation. And I mean, there were some serious strides for religious people and non-religious people alike from those laws. The problem that we're seeing recently is that some of those laws are now being weaponized against religious individuals and religious organizations.
Specifically, right?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, like I mentioned, this is a situation where, hey, there's a law that says, hey, we don't want anyone who participates in this grant program to discriminate on any basis. But in practice, we're seeing, you know, half a dozen plus organizations who on their websites openly limit who they serve on race and everything else, and they're given a pass.
But that's okay.
The religious folks get kicked out of the program. And mm-hmm. So we've seen across the country that, you know, governments are opening up these programs for private entities, but then they're subjecting religious individuals to excessive scrutiny, and that's just not constitutional.
Well, appreciate the work from Alliance Defending Freedom, really do, and we'll put up all your information on this. When do you think an answer is forthcoming from the court? Do you have an idea on that?
Yeah, we hope it'll be sooner than later. I think it could be any time in the next several months. But yeah, we're hopeful that the court will agree that this violates Youth 715's programs and that it violates their constitutional rights and that they're able to get back in the program and keep doing the good work that they've been doing for so many years.
Very good. Mark Lippelman, he's with Alliance Defending Freedom. Thank you so much for the analysis on this, Mark, and a good job on this. Hopefully we get some good news out of that, okay? Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
7:39 at KMED, KCMD. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made iron bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Central Texas, the latest part of the country to be slammed by powerful storms, torrential rains, hail, and a suspected tornado causing property damage. In Greenfield, Iowa, lots of debris to be cleared away following severe weather this week that left at least five people dead. Crews continue combing through the mountains of debris. Today, storms are possible across a wide area from Texas to New England. High winds brought down a stage during a political rally near Monterrey, Mexico last evening. At least nine deaths, more than 60 people injured. Former Trump challenger Nikki Haley says she will be voting for Donald Trump in November, calling President Biden a catastrophe. And the big holiday getaway is underway. AAA figures 44 million Americans will travel over the long holiday weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow down 270 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This hour of The Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Through May, receive a $110 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four Continental Extreme Contact Sport O2 tires. Extreme Contact Sport O2 is a dynamic summer ultra-high performance tire for passenger cars. Ideal for both street and track, and when you purchase using your Tire Pros or Continental credit card, you get another $90. That's up to a $200 total. Call or stop by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros for details.
Severe storms like the one in Willamette Valley this winter should make property owners take stock in tree safety. Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. Dead or weak limbs or unstable, old trees can cause property damage and worse. If you have trees that you think may pose a problem, please have them evaluated. At Quality Tree Service, we love trees, but some may need maintenance or removal. Call me today, your ISA certified arborist, and I will provide an honest assessment of potential hazards. Visit QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
Why did Memorial Day become synonymous with buying furniture? Did Congress declare a sofa emergency? Do you need a three-day weekend to justify a new bedroom set? Memorial Day is the time to secure your new furniture from Garrison's Home. So, through May 27th, we're making it easy to buy with 2 years interest-free financing OAC at our low Memorial Day sale price. Why? Because America. That's why. The Memorial Day sale, happening now at all Garrison's locations. Garrison's.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager of Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday for about 10, 15 minutes. Noel Robinson will be joining me, Captain Bill Simpson, too. We'll have a Diner 62 quiz, I think, in the next few minutes, one way or the other. And I want to take care of business. By the way, apologies, the Facebook Live camera died. I had to restart that, so if you have been watching, sometimes that happens. And when you do that, the best thing to do is to hit the big red button, reboot. All right, so we're rebooting into the phones now. Not so crazy, Gene. Gene, you had an interesting, you wanted to weigh in on a conspiracy about government. Where did government come from, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking, where did it first come from? Where did we get the idea that we had to have people rule over us? And I got thinking, well, there's paganism, if you go back in time, and where there were many gods that ruled over us. And it seems to me like these people think that they are gods. It's within our government.
Yeah, it does seem that the worship of many gods. Yeah, you know, there's a case to be made there, though. I don't know, maybe it's just the human condition that maybe it even started back in the days in which we were tribal or hunter-gatherers type things. We would all hang out together around the fire and barbecue some dead animal on a stick over a fire. And it'd be like, who's the heap big man, big hunter, hunter,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then everybody would look up to heap big man would get choice of best woman, you know, that kind of thing. And then we just kind of taken that to now, instead of the hunter, it is the heap big man or woman who bring Grant Stream funding back. You know, maybe that's the god we worship these days, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's somebody that has more than we got, and we want to somehow acquire that much.
Yeah. But think about the way that we look at the heap big man gods, man woman gods of right now that run for government, right, in government positions. Essentially, the heap big man wasn't the big hunter or didn't actually go out and do the most work. Heap big man, okay, first things happens, we take money from you, all of my subjects, right? And then I'd be heap big man and I give some of it back to you, along with me taking a cut for myself, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how it works. Okay, all right. Gene, now we understand it all started with paganism. There we go. Okay?
That's it.
I think Gene has an interesting point there. Now, by the way, I'm just a baby theologian, which means not a theologian at all, but well, we can certainly do that. 770-KMED. Let's do an email of the day here. Email of the day is sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson. Dr. Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It's on Freeman Way, right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. And a great place there. If you don't have dental insurance, they have a dental plan there, which offers many of the benefits and of an insurance plan, except better benefits and much more flexible. Okay, find out more. Talk to them about it at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. George Sissoko wrote me the other day. And he was bringing up this Rogue Valley Times article. And, yeah, we had talked about this then. You know, Jackson County gets $11.5 million for housing and infrastructure and addiction treatment, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he says, so Medford has spent $30 million on the bums since 2019. And now it's going to be another $11.5 million. And George wonders what other ways that money could have been deployed to make our city nicer. Paved roads, more traffic lanes for commerce and people who actually work, parks, Bear Creek Greenway improvements, a way to get to Medford from Jacksonville via an overpass without using that now two-lane McAndrews. No doubts, lots of other projects I haven't mentioned. When the illegal aliens start showing up, who's going to pay for them? Won't be me. I voted no on the five-county commissioner scam. Yeah, he did think it was going to pass when he wrote this to me, though. He said, too many dimwits living here right now. There are signs posted all around my neighborhood. I live off Prescott. Affluent folks are just as stupid as the poor folks. Now, where did I hear that one? Great show. Thanks for all you do. You have the stamina of the ever-ready bunny. That's very kind of you, George. Fortunately, there were enough people who were not stupid, George, and the situation went down. Yeah, the county commission or the county commission issues went down, except the one about cutting their salary, because I think there's a lot of envy. It's the politics of envy there. And the whole idea is that they're thinking that the heap big best men and women are going to come and work for nothing as public service. Now, everybody gets paid in one form or another. All right, let me go to line one. Since it's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is Gene.
Hey, Gene. You grumpy or not? We had crazy Gene. Now it's either grumpy or non-grumpy Gene. I don't know which one you are today.
I'm weird.
Weird Gene.
But anyway.
See, you got to. If you're a character on the show, you have to have a nickname, right? That kind of thing.
Well, evidently, but weird be good.
Okay.
Be good because I am.
Weird'll do. Okay, well, weird away, weird Gene. What are you thinking?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Just go ahead and weird away. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Yeah, see, after all that, you probably forgot what you were calling about, right? I distracted you. My apologies.
No, you didn't distract me, but I got 2 points.
Okay.
If you don't vote, you have no right to complain and gripe and bitch about the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1 point.
And I would tend to agree with you on that because it is the absolute minimum. It is not a perfect system. It's not a great system. But it's the only tool you have at the moment there, really, other than, revolution and taking over with AK-47s. And, governments tend to look askance at that. But anyway, what's your second point? Go ahead.
Okay. The second point is, if blacks are the only ones that signed the Constitution and everything, then blacks have to pay reparation to the blacks that were their slaves.
Okay.
They are the slave owners.
Those weren't really the founding fathers. That was just what Gemini AI was painting them as all black. Yeah.
Oh, I know that it was not blacks that were.
Okay, good.
But you can
good.
Remind Gemini that they have to pay all the money.
Yeah.
Because they were the slave owners.
Now, do you have the web at your house? I don't know if you have the web or not, Gene, do you? You probably don't, right?
No computer.
No computer. Okay. All right. So you're probably better informed than many. Just kidding. But think about it. People have fun so much with what AI has been doing so much recently. In fact, there was one I saw the other day. It was like a Netflix ad. It was made to look like a Netflix ad for the computer. And it was called the Greta Thunberg story. You know, Greta, the little girl. How dare you, out there. And she was portrayed as a black actress. So, that's kind of the way of the world right now. So, Weird Gene, thank you for that. Stay weird. Let me go to line two. And anyway, hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'll put you back on hold, though. You have to listen to the phone. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill. Michael Shaw. Good morning to you.
Michael, a delight. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a two-parter here for you. I was going to call you yesterday when you were talking about election results about FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Right.
Order 1920, which basically I was going to be talking about how it's a bunch of paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of word salad that no one can understand, and this is the crap that people get out of the government, and this is why they don't vote, is because they don't understand anything that's being fed back to them. That's part one. But part two...
By the way, before you move forward on that,
yeah,
were you able to discern, because you're a pretty smart guy, were you able to figure out what this order from FERC is doing? Because everything about the energy is apparently going to hell right now, and I'm just curious if it would help or hurt.
Well, this sort of leads into part two. What I can pick out in little bits and pieces is this Order 1920 basically says, by federal mandate or order, as they put it, that the energy producers in the various regions have to have these long-range plans and do this and look for best ways and means and alternate funding solutions and all this other stuff. And it's a bunch of word salad. But then I realized, because it's Thursday and it's Conspiracy Theory Thursday, that it ties in with a lawsuit that was put forth by Louisiana and a number of other states directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, suing California, New Jersey, Minnesota, and a couple other states, stating that they are overstepping their state authority by putting their rules and regulations in place, controlling and regulating energy that affects all these other states. So Louisiana and such has to bow down to California and New Jersey because of California and New Jersey regulations. They're saying that's not the way it works.
That's really interesting, because a lot of what has been afflicting Oregon is because of what California does, as an example.
Right.
With its fuel.
Right. So here's the conspiracy theory back part of it under FERC Order 1920 is that there is a section in there about adjusting and regulating the cost of doing this energy balancing sort of thing. So here's the conspiracy theory part, is that under Order 1920, Louisiana and the other states will be told to sit down and shut up because of Order 1920 says that California can tell you that you have to pay for their energy.
Oh, that's a problem.
Right. So that's the two-parter. One is gobbledygook and paragraphs so people don't vote. And the other one is we got to pay for L.A. to be scumbags.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm going to have to look up and research more on 1920 and see if there's a way I can decipher that word salad, or maybe I'll send it over to Mr. X with his legal mind and have him go through it, and he'll be tearing what's left of his hair out and come back to us with it, okay? All right?
Yeah, it's just a whole round circle sort of thing.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call. It's a good Conspiracy Theory Thursday call. We all have to dance to California's communism. All right, Bob's here on line one. Hello, Bob. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm standing outside in front of the solar heater just taking the morning chill off.
It's a beautiful morning, though, I'll tell you.
Oh,
just gorgeous.
It's awesome. Yeah, love it. I'm not gardening as the moment, but did that and got it prepped. But I can't remember Crazy or Grumpy Jean. She always hits the mark, and I wanted to follow up on her statement.
Sure.
There's several Pacific Northwest tribes that do a potlatch, and the potlatch is where they get together, have a festival. They burn their old baskets and, you know, some of their old stuff, and whoever gives away the most stuff gets to be the chief. So it's sort of a redistribution of the wealth, and that's been going on, you know, since time immemorial. So I just wanted to get
it's one thing, though. I think that was Not So Crazy Gene who was talking about that one. But anyway, you think about that. Today, though, the chief of let's say the tribe, like you're talking about, having the potlatch, though, at least the chief was out there actually hunting and doing something productive. Today now, that we talk about a heap big chief, just first things a heap big chief does is pass edicts called laws. They steal your stuff and then hand some of it back to you and say, aren't you glad I'm here to hand you back some of your stuff, right?
Yes, and their activity is sitting on their dais.
There you go.
Sitting on their dais. Okay.
I like that play on words, Bob. 758.
One of each, Forte, VIN, 785, 766, MSRP, 21645, 3500, due, Sol, VIN, 237299, MSRP, 22140, 3500, due, 10 K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance, N 6224.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in, no matter the make, model, or mileage. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice. Just $149 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
This is Insurance Agent A.
Hey.
He sells for one company only.
It's the absolute best.
To my right, an exemplary insurance agent, an independent, which means...
I can help you research multiple insurance plans, giving you a much better look at who actually has the better coverage.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not what our customers say.
Well, I can't compete with that.
Home, auto, health, life. Sky Park Insurance is your local independent agency that shops for the best coverage for less. Steve makes insurance easy.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
My mom is 80 years old, U.S. citizen living in Mexico. Amazon throws the packages over her wall, damaging her property. Is there anything I can do?
I can try to find you a Mexican lawyer. Then I want follow-up phone calls about dealing with Mexican lawyers regarding Amazon throwing property over a wall and the oil leaks into the tile. That's a case that's going to go to the Mexican Supreme Court.
Handle on the law.
Saturdays 1 to 4 on KMED.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Also in my email of the day stack, and I always enjoy his thinking, Paul Princeton writes me, and I saved this from a few weeks ago. He says, Bill, recently the World Economic Forum sponsored a study, and it was published that made the case that vegetable gardens have a larger carbon footprint per serving than commercial farms. Green thumbs are no longer hip. The supermarket is. Self-reliance is to be frowned upon. Right on cue, a Dutch study finds that eggs produced by hobby farm-raised chickens contained unsafe levels of PFAS. Those are those permanent chemicals I've talked about here on the show. Not only chickens in the proximity of known sources of these chemicals, but also throughout the country tested high. The rationale is that hobby farm chickens forage and then they're exposed to polluted soil, whereas farm-raised chickens are not. What a coincidence that yet another pillar of self-reliance is suddenly suspect. PFAS, a family of chemicals used in nonstick cookware, Teflon, and many other applications. And it's a group of synthetic compounds that have multiple fluorine atoms attached to an alkali chain. Now you know, Bill, they're preceded by a long list of chemicals that were sure to kill us but did not. DDT, PCBs, dioxin, and Freon, anything chlorine. My advice is shrug your shoulders and resist attempts to implement new regulations for our safety. Meanwhile, enjoy a flock of chickens. They're hilarious to watch, and the eggs of free-range chickens are far superior to store-bought. You know, something else, Paul, that I was going to mention is that people have been making a big deal about news recently that that Klaus Schwab, you know, Mr. Mealworm sandwich, you know, why do people not want to eat the mealworms? I mean, yes, we elites, we will, you know, eat our proper meat and chicken and shrimp at the shrimp fest, you know, that sort of thing. But the little people are not wanting to eat the mealworms. Why are they not eating the mealworms? Well, they're making a big deal that he stepped down. That he stepped down, and they're saying, oh, he's out of the World Economic Forum. No, he just resigned as the chairman. He's still going to be in there. He's an older fellow, so there's yet going to be another one pushing the mealworm sandwiches for everybody and chicken, shrimp, and beef for the elites. So don't think that he's going away. Don't get excited about that, okay? People are going, oh wow, Klaus is responding to public pressure. Yeah, it's the same time. It's like the fake collapse, okay? All right, just so you know. We'll catch up on Town Hall News. Noah Robinson taking a victory lap. Of course, he's very tall, so he's going to have to take little tiny steps in the studio.